Hi, my name is Ellie, and I am in Miss McNeil's English B5 class. My podcast is called, Whoa, is that a giraffe? The pros to being tall. Everyone who's short seems to want to be tall. But why? What's so great about being tall? In this podcast, I interviewed people who are above average to give us their perspective on their height. So first, let's start with what being tall really means. To be considered tall means that for women, you are over 5'4", and for men, you are over 5'10". One study that I looked at said, people who are tall tend to do better in sports. While practice adds to the skill of sports, being tall may just have an overall advantage. Think about it. You normally see tall basketball and volleyball players rather than short, don't you? One advantage that people have said that they liked about being tall is that you can see over crowds. Now, I personally know that when I go to a concert, I don't have to be on my tiptoes the whole time just to see the performer. Tall women also find an advantage when they find that their shoe size is almost never sold out. One of my friends told me that one time she had to wait 2 whole weeks until the shoes that she wanted were in stock in her size, while mine were there the entire time. A group of college students from Michigan did a survey to find how short people viewed tall people.
The end result stated that normally tall people intimidate shorter people, and that tall people appear more confident by the way that they carry themselves.
Not only does being tall contain a personal benefit, but it also contains a mental and health benefit as well.
An example of health that height gives you is that taller people are more likely to have less heart disease and diabetes than shorter people, because studies and statistics show that taller people tend to have bigger lungs and stronger hearts, which helps with not getting heart disease and diabetes. Another benefit to being tall for your health is that you are less open to dementia than short people. Based off data from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, people who were 5'1 and under had a 35% chance higher risk than people 5'4 and above for dementia.
I'm going to interview people who are above average and see their takes on life. So Kate, what do you like about being tall?
Well, there's a few things actually. I like being able to see over people and reach things easily. And I actually do quite enjoy it when people ask me about doing sports and when they assume I do sports, because then they assume I'm an athletic person, which I'm really not, but it's nice. Another thing is that a lot of times taller people have bigger feet, like me. I wear a size 9 in women's, and so my shoe size is hardly ever sold out.
One site that I looked at said,
you can see over crowds. So what do you, I know that you mentioned like you liked seeing over crowds, so what do you like enjoy about that kind of?
Well, a lot of the time, there are always going to be people taller than you in crowds, unless you're like a giant. But you are taller than a majority of the people, especially in the United States, because everybody's so short here. And so even if you're in the back of a crowd, you can typically see a lot better than other people who aren't as tall.
I know, all my friends are like, I was like, oh yeah, just like, because we meet up places and then it'll be like Target or something, you know? And I'm like, oh yeah, just come find me. And they're like, they find me like right away. I was like, wow, you guys are fast. And they're like, we can see you.
Because they can see you over the aisles. It's
perfect.
Yeah,
it's so good. But yes, I like that. And then at hellogiggles.com, it said that taller people appear to have to be more confident, and they tend to intimidate more people. Have you noticed, like, anything about that? Like,
yeah, actually, I think that a lot, height does actually, there have been studies that show that height makes people view a taller person as more confident, and sometimes height, like, being taller can actually lead to being paid more on your paycheck, which I was a little shocked about when I read that, but I read it on multiple different sites, and I think most people that are tall, they do seem more confident unless they're really not confident and they decide to start, like, slouching. But I think, yeah, definitely.
Hi, Salem. Thanks for meeting with me today. So, how tall exactly are you?
5 foot something? Three?
I'd say
four?
I'd say you're about, like, 5'5", or, like, 5'6".
Really?
Because the average is, like, 5'4", so I'd say you're, like, a little taller than
that. Yeah. Okay.
You know? And so, I mean, you've obviously noticed you're tall, so what do you like about being tall?
I like that. I like how amazing I stand out.
Okay.
How well I stand out.
Yeah, and have you seen, like, any, like, I don't know, like, pros about being tall versus, like, your friends that are short? Like, oh, I can do this and you can't, that kind of thing.
Sports. Need tall people.
Totally. Like, it was actually scientifically proven that taller people do better in sports more than short people. Like, if you just put two people that have never played, like, a certain sport before, but you tell them all the rules, normally a taller person's going to win than a short person.
What? That's awesome.
So, that was fun. What else do you like about being tall?
I don't know. I just think tall people are really great, and so are short people, but, you know, like...
I know, you're like, we're better, you know? Okay, well,
thank you for meeting me. I guess being tall is just really awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm always competing in height with my brother.
Yes,
like,
I know.
Like, who's taller?
That's what me and my mom do, and I passed her a long time ago, so I'm like, sucker. Yes, but thank you for meeting with me today.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sammy. Thanks for meeting with me today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wondering if you've seen, like, any pros about being tall or, like, other people being tall, that, like, what they like about it.
Well, models are always tall. Like, some runways, like, won't let in models that are under, like, 5'11 or whatever. But then, and also, when you're tall, it's kind of nice because you feel stronger and you don't have to be, like, I'm short and so I have to, like, be feistier because you're already strong. And it's been really nice now that all the guys are getting taller. Like, when I was tall since, like, sixth grade, and it was really hard because I would have to, like, look down on all the guys and everyone would make fun of me because they were like, Sammy's so tall. But now that, like, everyone else is growing, it's been kind of nice to be
right?
tall.
Yeah, that's always fun. And then, like, I went out and was like, oh, I'm so short, I wish I was tall. Like, do you know why? Like, has anyone ever told you that?
No, I think when you're short, you feel weaker.
Yeah.
Like, but I think that's kind of ridiculous, because tall people can be weak, too.
Right? Yes. What have people said to you about being tall in your life?
Well, yeah, they used to make fun of me in sixth grade. But then my mom always is like, tall is beautiful, and I know guys that are, like, only date, like, tall girls.
Yeah.
Like, so that's nice.
Yes. But, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Now I'm going to get someone's take on this matter who is exactly average, and I've heard that's the best of both worlds.
Hi, Olivia. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
So how tall are you?
I am 5'5".
Okay, so that is exactly average. If you, like, wish you were taller, why?
Well, I always have to ask my brother to help me get stuff out of cupboards because I can't reach. Mm-hmm. So that would be nice to be taller. I guess playing sports, it would be nice to have a little more height. And then just like when I'm in crowds, like in the hallway, to be able to see where I'm going.
Yeah, I actually did, like, I looked it up online and research shows that people who are taller tend to do better in sports. So, yeah, that's fun. Thank you.
Now I'm going to interview two people who are below average and what they think being tall means and why they would like to be tall.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for meeting with me today.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So how tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Okay, so that is, that's below average. So have you ever, like, wanted to be tall?
Yeah.
So why?
Because then, like, I would actually look my age.
Do you get that a lot, how you're, like, people are like, oh, you're super young, and you're like,
And I'm like, yeah, I'm actually 15, so I'm sorry.
You're like, I can drive a car, so I don't think so.
That's another thing. I, like, can barely see over the steering wheel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's a struggle. I know. Those are, like, two things, I guess, that aren't very good about being short.
Nope. I don't like it.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Hi, Hala. Thanks for meeting with me today.
Hi.
So, just, like, a question. How tall are you?
I am 5'4".
Okay, I think that's, like, about average, right? That's
yeah.
Yeah. So, if you were tall, like, why do you wish that you were taller?
Playing basketball. I love playing basketball, so that would be pretty nice if I was taller. I could get more shots in, I guess. Yeah. I don't really know what else.
Thanks for coming today.
So, I'm 5'10", and obviously I've gotten a lot of comments about my height over the period of my life. And so, here are two of my favorite stories about my height. So one time me and my best friend were shopping during the summer, and we went to check out, and the cashier was talking to us about going back to school, and just like, oh, I like love like the things you bought, and just, you know, trying to like sell us more crap that we didn't need. But she turns to me and she goes, what college are you going to? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, are you going to like BYU, UVU? And I was like, neither. And she's like, oh, high school? And I'm like, try eighth grade. Like, but it was, I don't know. I liked it personally because I like feeling more mature. And like, my age definitely gives me that more sense of maturity towards other people. And I would way rather, like, look old for my age than look young for my age. And then another time. So, one time I went to the hospital with my family and our cousins for, like, the hospital tour. They do the teddy bear picnic. And so my aunt has two little babies, so I offered to carry one for her to help out. And so, she has two babies that are just really close in age. So one was, like, I think one, and the other one was a newborn. So I was carrying the newborn around. I was like, oh, you know, just helping out. And so as we were walking around, one of the guides came to me and was like, oh, you have such a cute baby. I was like, oh, thanks. And then the guide was like, oh, how old is he? And I turned around to my aunt and I was like, oh, how old is, like, Willis? So I'm like, how old is Willis? And then the guide goes, oh, that's not your baby? It was so funny. I was like, no, I'm 14, but yeah, I don't know. I thought that was funny, and like I said, I'd way rather look old, like, for my age than look young, and so I think that being tall really helps with that, too. So, after interviewing everyone and just looking back on previous things that I've seen about my height throughout my life, I really think that being tall is a really great thing, and for so many different reasons, too. Like, it's always nice to, like, stand out from everyone else, and to be seen and to be able to see well and just to, like, reach things. And I really think it's, like, a really good thing to have in your appearance. So next time when you're complaining about your height and how tall you are, just stop and think about all the good things that there are to it.